Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast. This is Season 3, Episode 1. I'm Mike D, alongside my boy, Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
Yo.
We also got our boy, Clarell, in the house. What up, Clo?
What's up, guys?
And we're missing our boy, Alex, today. Why? Because he's busy, busy, busy. That's what's going on.
Man's doing work.
He's always doing work. The guy's busy as hell, doing his thing, and we're going to miss him, of course. But you know what? The show must go on, and we can't wait to have him back.
Yeah. Do you guys ever think of, let's say, within a year, when are the busy seasons for retail, for a store?
Yeah.
So you start the year ending the holidays, right?
Yep.
So holidays is freaking huge for sales for a store.
Liquidate everything you can. Yeah.
So you can tell from holidays and whatnot on which part of the year will be busy, mm-hmm. and when maybe special sneakers will come out.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of sneakers, January, right after the holidays, it kind of chills out a bit. Everyone's recuperating. And then what's the next big thing in sneakers? It's All-Star.
All-Star weekend.
So February, boom, you're right in it again.
Yep.
February, which is also... then you lead into March. What happens in March?
March here in what? Third month of first quarter?
They have...
You start breaking out your Air Maxes.
Air Max Day happens.
Air Max Day, yeah.
You also have Black History Month.
True.
That they celebrate or...
Don't they have an NMD Day too?
NMD? NMD first came out, I think, the week before Air Max Day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, right?
The first one.
Of
originally.
Course.
Apparently, that was not strategic. Or maybe it was, but it was kept really sneaky.
Of course.
Yeah. So, the first 3 months of the year are like, you start out a bit slow, and then bam, 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 everything starts
hitting. Just bang, 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 yeah.
And then you're falling right into summer soon. Spring,
and then
summer.
Everyone wants to buy new sneakers for summer, that's for sure. After all this snow and slush and wetness is all gone, everyone wants the fresh kicks. So.
Yeah, because basketball courts in the summer got girls there.
Oh, really?
That's what Will Smith said.
Oh, okay. Will Smith said that. Anyways, let's start the podcast like we always do, and that's with what we wore on feet today. Chris, you want to go first?
Sure. I wore Black Cement 3s.
Ooh. Now, you've been kind of going on a little tangent with your Black Cement 3s and L Doggy Styles from Canada Got Soul. Sean Goh even got in on this.
Yeah. Okay, you want to get into
it now? Yeah, let's tell the story.
Okay. So,
how did it
everyone
start?
Knows that on February 17th, so a month and a couple of weeks, they're going to retro their Black Air Jordan 3 Black Cement with the Nike Air on the back. Nike Air. Right? On Michael's birthday. So that's happening, and everyone's really hyped about it. So I, myself, a few years back, got rid of all my Jordan 3s. For me, I was kind of like, Jordan was kind of dipping for me, and I wasn't really into getting new Jordans. And I realized I wasn't wearing my Jordan 3s a lot. I was wearing my Jordan 4s still,
mm-hmm.
and my Jordan 11s. I was not heavy into Jordan 1s yet. So I'm like, you know, Jordan, I only need the 4s and the 11s.
I got rid of a lot of 3s too.
Yeah.
I got rid of the True Blues. Got rid of the
I got
Fire
rid of
Reds,
my True Blues.
Got rid of the Pure Monies.
Nah, see, I didn't even have... I had Fire Red 3s. I had the True Blues. And I had the White Cement.
I kept Mocha's, White Cement, and Black Cement.
Mocha?
And I got rid of the rest.
Mocha's a good one.
Mocha, yeah, that's nice.
White Cement you kept. And what else?
Black Cement.
Black Cement. Oh,
that's I got rid of my Fears. I regret that.
Fear 3? Yeah. Oh, yes, I got Fear 3s too.
I got rid of those. Twice.
Did you pick up those Fear 3s opening House of Hoops Montreal?
Nope.
No?
I got them after the fact from a guy on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
He was selling them for like $20 under retail.
Oh, nice.
At the time, because they were worn once, but I didn't care. And I eventually did not see myself wearing them often. Like threes, I just, oh, I had a lot of powder blue threes too.
Oh, yeah.
Who
yeah.
didn't get a powder, yeah. pair of powder blue
threes? Hey, easy. I took Chris's.
So, yeah. At a certain point, I think Exclusivity at one point had a big sale on
them. They did, yeah.
And I think there was just so many of them on the market that they dropped in price.
Oversaturated.
Yeah.
That and Sport Blue. Sport Blue, I think they had a lot too.
Sport Blue 3?
Sport Blue.
Wasn't it black? Oops, sorry. Black with blue. All black.
I don't remember.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, all black. Yeah, it's got that cement. It's all black with the blue inside too. Sock liner?
So, no, threes at the time, I was like, no, I'm not going to wear them. As iconic as they are of a shoe, the four meant a bit more to me.
And they were going away for a bit too, right? Like at that time, probably, that's when they said, okay, we're going to stop making Jordan 3s for a bit. Where,
yeah, they'll retro a certain number every year or something. Yeah.
And then they came back with the True Blue 3, I think. That was their...
With the Nike Air.
Yeah.
And
I think I still have my Pure Money 3s. I hope so.
I like this
you gotta
year,
go hunting, man.
This year's the 30th anniversary of the 3. That's why.
30 years. Holy cow.
That's why our good friend Sean Collard was like, he had a whole campaign the whole year last year, 2017, to have them retro the Jordan 2. Like properly.
Yeah.
But it never happened. I feel for him. He really wanted it to happen. And now, so then he's moving on, he said, to celebrate the Jordan 3 this year. So I'm like, okay, cool. That's where I get my info, Sean Collard.
Nice.
And so anyways, I got rid of all my Jordan 3s. I really had no more Jordan 3s.
Yeah.
And this guy in Montreal happened to be selling sneakers on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
He posted a pair of white cement 3s.
Interesting.
For $100. Worn. Oh. Okay. But still good. Very good. $100. And I was like, yo, that's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
A list of sneakers for sale, right? And it just so happened that three people bought three of my pairs, right? So I was like, oh, there's enough money for me to buy that white cement 3. So I just messaged the guy, hey, you still got them available? He goes, yeah, I do. And then I go, cool. And I hit up Calbee about them. And he's like, yo, if you don't take them, I'll take him. I go, if you want them, you take him. So he's like, fine, I'll take him.
No, you take him.
Because he has the black cement 3s. He goes, if he gets the white cement 3s, then he's good for Jordan 3s because those are the two standards.
Yeah. Right?
So I'm like, okay, fine. So I told the guy, yes, I'll take your white cement 3s for $100. And because of that, I said, hey, do you still have your black cement 3s? Because the guy was selling the white cement 3s, the black cement 3s, and some other sneakers. He goes, yes, I do have the black cement 3s. And he goes, if you take both, I'll give you a discount.
Ooh.
I'm like, okay. I go, show me pictures and stuff. And I just waited it out. And because Calbee was taking the white cement, I was like, and I just made all the money from selling three shoes that I was not wearing. I was like, this would be my return into the Jordan 3 game. This would be my first ever black cement 3. So I never owned the Black Cement 3.
Oh, really?
Even though I did believe... I recognize the power of the Black Cement 3. It's a good shoe.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like when you see pictures, dude, it's good. Like amazing. So that would be my first foray into the Jordan 3 Black Cement world. And I was like, okay. And I go, let me think about it. And eventually we met up. I took the both pairs from him. Calbee had sent me the money and all. I get back, I check the size of the white cement 3, and it's like half size bigger than he had advertised. So I go, hey, oh, Cal, they're like half size bigger. He goes, no, I can't fit that. They're already kind of big. I go, I can't fit that, and it'll look super bulky.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shit. So I text the guy, I go, yo, wrong size. He's like, oh man, okay, I'll give you your money back, blah, blah, blah. So in the end, Cal didn't get his pair, I did keep my pair, and because of the original deal, I got a slight discount on the price.
Okay. So yeah, that's good.
So because of that, I got the Black Cement 3s. I'm very happy that that is my return into the Black Jordan 3 game. And it's just so happens that, you know, hey, in a month and a bit, it's the most hyped shoe for the first quarter of the
for
year
sure.
for Jordan.
For sure.
For a lot of people.
You planning on doubling up now?
No, this is what I told. Who was I talking to? I forget who I was talking to. If it's an easy purchase, I won't say no.
Yeah.
You know?
You can't go wrong with that pair.
No. Like, it's people will be gunning for it, so it's hard to say no to. If you're online and boop carts and you get lucked out,
go for it.
You know, it's like meant to be type of shit. So yeah, that's my story with.
Clover, are you looking to get a Black Cement 3?
No.
No?
I'm good with my CDP pair.
Yeah, you have a pair. So,
you're good.
So how important is the back tab for you? Nike Air versus Jumpman?
Don't really give a shit.
He's like, I don't see it.
I still feel like the CDP was the best one. It's fucking made like a tank.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just the paint, but whatever.
Cool.
If it cracks, it looks better.
Yeah. They all seem to crack.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking to Crisp.
Yes.
On IG. And he's the one that we were... Because he's like, I posted on the story saying, who wears their Jordan 3s? Who's wearing Jordan 3s today? And he goes, I am. I go, how do you lace them? Because that's my big issue with Jordan 3s. How to lace them. I find that... So you have the bottom eyelet, and then you have a row of eyelets.
Yes.
Then there's a huge separation between the top row of eyelets and the last two holes, which are kind of one hole because they're at the same level.
Yes.
What do you do about that gap?
So you're like, talking about going all the way up now.
It's like
you're
past, I'm you're wondering how people do it. To do it to make them look nice.
So I wear unlaced.
Okay.
And the top droops down so the whole tongue is still visible, and I will leave about an inch and a half hanging on each side.
Gotcha.
And then I'll do a little knot so that it won't slip out.
Behind the tongue you'll make a knot.
I'll in front, pass it through the eyelet, and then in front I'll do
gotcha.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I get that.
And I just let it dangle.
You all the way to the top through the eyelets, you're saying? But
I believe
no tying.
It's all the way to the top, no tying.
How do you wear your Jordan
3s? All right, so on the last row of the eyelets, I go outside in, and then go out of the first hole on the last one, and then back in, tuck in the lace, because you have that elastic band on the inside, right? So it kind of keeps you locked in. You don't have to really worry.
But now you have some lace.
You have a lot of lace inside the shoe.
Yeah, but I kind of make some room. I loosen them up a little bit. Not like Yeezy Hype Beast.
You're standing on your laces.
I tuck them in and under my insole.
Under the insole.
Okay, under the insole.
Under the insole. But you still feel it on the sides.
It doesn't affect me enough.
You know what it reminds me of? Remember back in the day, maybe not, you'd get those fat ass laces and you put them on your Reebok Classics or your Cortez. And then you would do it in the sense where it wouldn't cross.
Like
it was just
one strip.
Oh,
one strip,
yeah, like the bars.
And then you would put all that shit on the inside.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that shit.
You have to get a half size bigger just to stuff all the laces up front?
Fuck.
So I do... Okay. The way I lace Jordan 1s is I used to tie them in the front, but loosely. But tied with a bow. And then I switched out to...
But you don't do the top... Two eyelets.
Top two?
All the way to, except for the last hole.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
So my bow rests under the Nike Air thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same way.
Yes.
So Jordan 3s, I try to do the same thing. I try to put a bow right in front, but it really blocks the Jumpman. People know it's a Jumpman, so it's not a big deal. But then I was like, yeah. I look at beauty shots, and without paying attention to the sneakers right away, I look at thumbnails, right? Mm. And I say, oh, I like that shot. Mm. So then I click in, it zooms in, I say, okay, I see how he did his laces. From there, I go, it's important to be able to see the tongue on the Jordan 3.
I noticed in your picture?
Yes.
The first thing I noticed,
yeah,
was the tongue.
Okay.
Perfect. It was out there.
Yeah,
like it was mission accomplished. Yeah,
like I wanted to be in your face. So perfect. But the way it's laced, I have two settings. For how I lace my jewelry. There's two settings, okay? The on setting, which is when I'm taking the photos, is when after the row of eyelets, I do like Mike, I go outside in, it goes inside the shoe,
out.
And it pops out untied. That's for photo setting. The off setting is when I'm just walking about, is the laces go through every eyelet, and the laces just hang, and there's just the top three eyelets are very loose, the same way I wear Jordan 1s.
Got it.
Yeah.
Unlaced.
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 Unlaced tips coming out. If you got all that just by listening to us talk, then you're a sneakerhead.
You're the shit.
I'm just looking at the picture that you took of your white or your black cement threes, and yeah, it's true. The tongue is like
the tongue,
boom.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh like yeah. So to get back like to 3D. Why black cement threes,
right?
We've been talking about that with L Doggy. Is when I asked who's wearing black cement threes, he texted me because he was because the man is on a streak of some sort wearing black cement threes several days in a row
until release.
That's what he's doing?
I think so.
I just know he's doing... Well, we're more than a month away, so that's a lot. But he's been doing it for like at least 4 or 5 days. And he goes, well, I'm wearing them for sure. I go, well, dude, we should do a Jordan 3 day.
Yeah.
You know, Canada Got Soul, Bragg Affair. Let's do it. And he's like, sure, yeah. And I go, let's maybe do... He goes, we should do it 1 month before the launch. So January 17th. Something will happen and we'll do that. I say we should do 3 days of Jordan 3s. So who's going to wear Jordan 3s for 3 days consecutively?
Who's going to wear the same Jordan 3 for 3 days? This guy.
Well, me too, because I only own one pair. But like...
I think I could do 4 days.
I think we're going to do a thing and we're just going to flood maybe Canadian sneaker IGs with Jordan 3s as much as possible.
Shit. I want to do a
See how cool that is, you know?
Now, you may be wondering, hey, this is a lot of Jordan talk, but this is what we got to do when Alex isn't here.
Get it while the getting's good.
Exactly.
No, but I was, while we were prepping the episode, we were just like, okay, well, we don't want to make it only Nike-centric or Jordan-centric, but like, it's weird to talk about Adidas when our Adidas dude isn't there.
Yeah.
Because one, it's like I feel like we're not getting the full effect of the conversation.
Right?
And two, when he listens back to the episode, he might be like, oh no, they said that. That's wrong, man. That's not right.
He's not here to correct us. Especially
so,
with our Adidas.
Like, yeah, we'll throw some Adidas in if it's like, you know, within the conversation, but I don't think we'll look to specifically break some info down.
Yeah.
But
cool.
What, you know. So, anyways, stay tuned for Jordan 3 day. When we announced when we did that little thing, I said, "Hey, L Doggy, when's Jordan 3 day?" He's like, "It's gonna January 17th. Tell your friends." And then Hardy Girl,
oh, she jumped in,
and she's like, "Cause I wrote, what did we write? We wrote Canada Got Soul times the Bragg Affair, and then she added times Hardy Girl times Lazy Bones." I'm like, "Oh, nice."
So they're in.
So yeah. So like, let's. Make it, you know, expand
it.
Yeah,
I like it. So let's move on. Chloe, what'd you wear on feet today?
I wore
Zebras.
Yeah.
Yep. That's as much Adidas as we're gonna talk about today.
And
it was quite the obstacle today. Like, it's all brown fucking slush everywhere.
Oh, it's gross, right?
And I was kind of expecting like to get that brown trail on the tips of the toes there. And I didn't get any.
Really?
Yeah.
You're stepping light?
No, I think those puddles don't seem as deep as they seem to be.
Okay.
And the sole is so thick that it's just not swimming in there.
Good.
Pretty good.
What you mentioned to me made a lot of sense because we were at the gas station and he was like, "I'm trying to get these dirty and nothing's happening."
Yeah. And I want to wash them. I haven't washed them yet. They're
really
good. Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I think the outsole is very, it protrudes from under the upper. So it that's kind of like a barrier. Like nothing gets past that.
Yeah, it kind of stops it from splashing up.
Exactly, yeah.
Because it comes out so much.
Yeah. You just got to go heel down.
And then.
Heel down first.
His, that point, first. The point that Chloe made reminded me of a conversation that Jean Calif had with a bunch of us when he was in town in Montreal. We were basically at a shop and we were showing him different shoes. Hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And him being the creator of sneakers, a designer of sneakers, he has this particular insight and he would break shit down like, okay, it's great, but look at the shoe from the top as if you're wearing them and you look down at the shoe. He goes, it looks like you can't distinguish what pair this is because the top just looks the same. He goes, that's why, he goes, I would have loved it more if the outsole would pop out from under. And then I started noticing shit like that. I go, yo, the Yeezys, the insole really comes out from under the shoe.
Yep.
A lot of designs.
That, the Profear also. Yeah. And the new shoe he's working on, the Commanda.
Commanda, yeah. You always have aspects that would be under the shoe.
Yeah, you don't really think about it that way, right?
Yeah.
Like start from the bottom and work
your
way up. Yeah,
we don't have that mindset. Yeah. But from the creator's perspective, pretty cool.
Guy's a genius.
Yeah. So there, that's why. It's functional and fashionable. Nice.
Yeah,
eventually they'll get dirty. Fuck, I want to wash them.
You just like, you know, you just want to
wash
them. Wash
them.
I know, but I need like something to aim at and scrub at. You know?
Go gotcha. Play with the dog in the backyard.
Yeah,
there you go.
My kids step on the shoes all the time and it's just
nope.
Clean sole.
They're not heavy enough to do any damage.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Would you wear, Mike?
Today I wore on feet my something that was one of my most worn shoes of 2017, and that was my NMD R2 Trace Cargo. That's what I wore today. Mm. Yeah. They're like my go-to throw on your feet. They're easy. They're unlaced. Like I took the laces right out. So it's just like a big sock. It's very nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That was it. Simple, easy.
What do you think Alex was wearing today?
He's wearing those white boots.
I'm going to go with blue tint.
Blue tint? In this
one? Well, the one in his backpack to the store or the one on the way to the store?
No. Like
Pro
in
model
store.
Gore-Tex on the way to the store.
Yeah.
At the store, he switches out to blue tint.
Okay.
Maybe we should call him up and find out what he's wearing. Or text him at least.
He's working, yeah.
We'll text him.
I say he wore a Profear.
He will contest or...
Agree.
Agree on Saturday.
Yeah. All right. So that's what's been going on. Guys, we've been on a kind of a little bit of a break. You know, we took a few weeks off over the holidays, over Christmas and stuff.
We didn't wish everyone Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Listeners.
Yeah. Sorry, we're horrible. We're horrible at this.
Happy New Year, Chris.
Yeah. Happy New Year, Chloe.
Happy New Year, Chloe.
We only talk to each other during podcasts.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, we don't really like each other.
No.
But so what...
what's been going on over the holidays? What'd you guys get into?
I got a pair of shoes for... We didn't pod after Christmas, eh?
No.
Nope.
So I got a pair of shoes for Christmas.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I think
I mentioned it before.
I think he did mention it before in a past podcast.
Yes,
he's like, but I can't just, open them until Christmas.
I still don't open
blue
them.
Tint. Okay. What I'm always interested in finding out when a sneakerhead receives sneakers as a gift, I want to find out who gifted them. Who has the cojones to pick a sneaker for a sneakerhead?
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, my crazy wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she knows.
Yeah, she knows.
She's good. Yeah.
She's down with the crazy.
Yeah.
Her birthday is coming up in a month. And
I think.
Yeah.
Get her on the Yeezy train.
And I think I'm going to have to blue tint it. I think that's the ideal woman.
That's a good call.
Yeah, not bad.
Good call.
Get her McChickens, right? Man.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah.
Before, my size.
Yeah.
Maybe, do you think she... Calabasas?
Would she rock Calabasas?
Those are cool.
Gray?
No, I don't think she would like the Calabasas.
Okay.
I think...
She probably wants some boots.
She thinks it's like an old man shoe or something?
No, she's more into the blazer style.
Okay, gotcha.
She likes those...
Off-white blazer.
Okay.
Oh.
No, I really want to do
super
the
super hype.
A pair of Yeezys.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
So what you're saying is Santa was good to you. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Did you during these holidays, guys? During this 2 to 3 weeks where we weren't podcasting, where you had like family time, meals, suppers, get-togethers, and all, how much time was sneakers?
How much
percentage?
A lot.
A lot. Spent a lot of time in my shoe room.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
Yeah, the kids were playing video games, and I was just like filtering shit.
That is good when the kids are occupied or when like people are doing holiday stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just do a lot of sneaker stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. Like they were playing Call of Duty, and I listed 17 pairs of shoes on eBay.
Yo, good for you, man.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
That's work too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Really well. It's one after the next. Boom.
It's picture taking for sales that takes the time. For the actual info of it, it's I'll send you my template. That's really good.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So I see a lot of people online selling shoes on Facebook groups, eBay and stuff. Does it not like occur to them that maybe they should clean their shoes before they sell it? Just to maybe, hey, you could get maybe an extra $50, an extra $30, whether you just clean it. You know what I mean?
I agree. I do. I take a baby wipe and just try to make it a bit nice. But and I'll take out some rocks if there's some rocks or pebbles stuck underneath. And that's about it. Though. We'll go further.
So yeah, but sometimes you're in the midst of taking pictures for 10, 12 pairs.
Yeah, of course.
And then you're like, you know, you're taking medial, you're taking back, you're taking toe box, you're taking tongue.
Yep.
You flip the shoe over to take the sole, and there's rocks in there. You're like, yo, I'm in a groove. I snapped a shot.
Yeah, I stopped.
No,
I got up and I got the toothpick and I picked it out and then I wiped it and took another shot.
No, I was like, no, I gotta keep rolling. If I slow down, I'm just not gonna.
You're
get
just gonna
this
stop.
Done.
Yeah.
So, my thinking is, I do consider how much less money that this dirty outsole might be, but then
it depends the shoe too.
Yeah, in the same way, I'm like, yo, don't bother me with this shit. Like, you know that I wore them. I'm stating that I wore them. If anything, I'm being truthful to you. It's you can clearly see that you can wipe it if you want to wipe it.
And it's understandable when you're posting 17 pairs or something like that, but it's the one-offs I'm talking about. One-off where a guy's just like, oh, I got a pair of Black Cement 3s, you know?
Okay, so let me flip it. When you're looking for sneakers, will it dissuade you to buy a pair of sneakers if you see that the outsole is dirtied?
It's not so much the outsole. It's more the upper and midsole. But I look at it and I go, yo, I could clean that shit up.
Yeah.
Right?
And then you're like, I can clean that shit up. And because it's dirty, I can probably get a lower price.
Yeah, exactly.
So
you could bid a little bit lower.
I'm playing the other game where I'm like, they're going to think that this price is low because it's dirty.
Yeah.
But it's actually the price I'm comfortable letting it go at. So,
yeah. Look, just get a little extra. Yeah.
You guys usually clean a shoe, though, before.
Yeah.
I clean it if there's like something that's in the way.
I clean them.
I don't. The only part of the shoe that gets really dirty, honestly, for me, is the outsole, like the bottom of the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else really gets super dirty.
Dude, when I get a shoe, I pull out the fucking insole. I take a lint roller.
Yeah.
Clean that shit.
Okay, sorry.
And then I put it in a wash. I take it out.
Oh, you mean when I'm buying the shoe?
When I receive a shoe, I fucking clean that shit.
No. When
I take out the laces.
Yeah. Lysol that shit. Yeah. This like kills 99% of the germs. Yeah, I'll do that.
This is not a paid advertisement.
So, what I do when I shop for shoes, I'm not going to just let a dirty outsole bug me. I usually look at everything the guy's listing. It gives me a good idea of how this guy takes care of
exactly.
His shoes.
Kind of gives you a good.
And I'm like, okay, whatever. It's fucking shit you walk on. Mm-hmm. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's fine. Totally. Oh, no, I will.
I mean, if the box is there, you know the guy's taking care of his shit.
Do you ever, it's like when have to explain to a civilian how sneakerheads will wear worn shoes.
Mm-hmm. They're like, ew, you'd wear someone else's
shoes. Yeah. Which is really an afterthought for us. Like,
yes. Yeah, that's
whatever,
nothing.
Man. But
it means they're worn in.
Yeah. It's, When I buy a shoe, I will definitely cleanse it, like really make sure everything's cool.
Yeah.
And I can finally call them mine.
Yeah.
But when I'm selling, I honestly, I will wipe down with a baby wipe the outsole. But a lot of times I'll be like, no, you can clearly see it's just dirt. It's not like.
But you also have another ritual you do when you get a pair of sneakers, right? You unlace.
Oh, I unlace them and I relace them the way.
Yeah.
It, when the laces are uneven lengths, it bothers the shit out of me.
Right? The OCD takes over.
Yeah. And yeah, that I have one particular method of lacing. I've noticed that Vans go inside out.
I'm gonna sorry.
Vans go outside in.
Okay. I do that with everything.
I go inside out. Inside out, and it's the outer part of the shoe that goes over the inner part.
Ah,
I feel
okay.
like it's like a hug.
Yeah, I always do. Outer over into the over the top.
Again, into if the medial. You listeners are understanding what we're saying, it's because you're sneakerheads.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You know. Chris, what have you been up to over the holidays?
Well, yeah. So let me specify. Remember what back in it, I say, hey, when you start talking about the weather, it's because you got nothing else to say. It's not when you mention weather as part of your story. It's when you actually have a discussion about weather. Like, yo, those winds.
Crazy,
yeah,
right?
No. It's more when you just say, look, throughout the holidays, there have been days that it was freaking freezing.
Like, bad.
Like, if your hand is out of a glove for more than 30 seconds, you start feeling pain.
Yeah.
That's how cold it was, where we wouldn't even go outside to hang out with the kids. So, because of that, I had to switch up my photo-taking game. And for, like, a two-week period, I would be home where daylight's coming through the window.
Yeah.
You know, instead of getting home after work and I only have like an hour to like take a shot before it starts getting dark, I would have the whole day, you know, to like figure out what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, a lot of my shots were indoors on my floor in relaxed settings. So I did a lot of that. I actually took a lot more time to figure out what kind of shots I wanted to do. I took a lot more time to envision the shot before I set it up.
Chris's place is the shit for taking shoe photos.
So, that floor you got is money.
Yeah, that's the wifey.
Shout out to the wifey.
So, there was one day where Chloe and I took the kids tobogganing.
Oh, sick.
There's a place in our town. It's like a Centre de plein air.
Centre plein air.
Yeah.
It's a nature
outdoor
joint.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They make a big mountain and there's three rows
where
you can slide down.
So they do it legit.
Yeah, legit.
Very cool.
It's very cool. And we bring the kids there. They slide down. Then after I say, yo, let your kids hang out at my house. You go run your errands and then come pick them up. Kids are hanging out. Chloe texts me later, goes, yo, I'm coming. Pick up the kids. I go, yo. You always mention my floor. Bring a pair of sneakers over and take a photo. He goes, no, I don't have the time. That's his response. He shows up at my door. He's
How
like,
many
a box
boxes?
Of shoes in his hand. He made time.
That's good. No, your
and
floor
right away,
is...
He, I don't know how many shots you took, dude.
But it was the first shot.
The first shot he took, he's like, I'm done.
There it is.
I'm like, what?
Straight out. Put the shoes on the floor. One shot. I'm done. And then he's like,
just take more, man.
There's this lighting here, and I'm like, snap. I got mad shots. I'll be using them later on.
Your place is crazy.
But
for
I posted
lighting.
The first shot.
He posted, and it got reposted by like a Jordan 1.
Was it a Jordan 1?
Yeah.
Jordan 1 Club?
Jordan 1 Club reposted it. And the funky thing is, they reposted your story picture.
Yeah.
You know, part of me.
I posted a different picture.
I know.
Yeah.
Part of me thinks that Chloe's actually Jordan 1 Club. He just won't tell anyone.
Yeah. It was cool.
Yeah.
So, it was really cool. I'm really happy with the way I'm taking pictures right now. So
I think your whole followers are enjoying that.
I think it's only Jordans right now. So since the beginning of the year, I've only taken Jordan photos.
A lot of Jordan ones.
I feel good in this space, yo. And I don't know. maybe Adidas, maybe New Balance, maybe Asics, Puma, Reebok. Maybe I'll feel it and then I'll switch up gears. But yeah, actually, I announced to you guys when I'll start going heavy into Adidas photos. And it's going to happen next week, possibly, because as I mentioned, same as Chloe, I've been posting a lot of sneakers to sell. I clean my closet. I reorganize my closet and I have a whole wall of sneakers that are being posted. And I'm taking some of that money and I'm reinvesting it mm-hmm. into other sneakers. And I found one shoe that I've been looking for a while. Before we started recording, I asked the guys to try to figure out what shoe it was.
We failed.
I didn't let you guys keep guessing. You guys, we'll finish it now.
You're
allowed to ask
say,
me like
really?
Some questions. We'll do 20 questions, but like 10 each.
All right.
And I'll give you some information. It's an Adidas sneaker. No one out of Alex's crew, like his staff, neither does Alex own the shoe.
Wow.
So that's how, and it was not sold in Canada. Not to my knowledge.
So we can ask questions and you'll just
yeah, I'll answer.
Okay.
Well, I'll answer yes, no, and like I won't if you ask me the name, that's like not
okay,
fun.
But if I was to ask you what's the material of the upper?
It's like a mesh.
Interesting. Chloe, you got something?
Is it a collab?
It is not a collab.
Damn. What year was it released?
I don't remember, but it was either 2016 or 2017.
Okay, like later,
like
early?
It's like recent.
Yeah, okay.
Is it a runner?
It is...
Define runner.
I guess it's in the category of runners.
Runner, eh? Okay, it's not like a flat shoe. It's a...
No, it's not a... Shoe. Yes, I know what you're saying. Yeah, so it's a runner. Yeah.
Your turn, question.
Color of midsole.
No.
I can't, take I that can't back. Do that? Can't do that one?
What type of midsole? No, is it boost? Is it non-boost?
Oh, that's true.
It's non-boost.
Non-boost. Okay.
Shit.
Color of midsole.
Now you can ask for
right?
Midsole. Yeah.
It is black. Wait.
He's got to look up the picture.
I might be giving up too much info if it's not black.
Oh, my goodness. This is tough. Didn't release
go, yeah, ask
here.
Me another question. I'll tell you
non-boost.
The real answer. And go, Chloe. Go ahead.
Chloe.
Yeah, the midsole is...
It is...
Yeah. Okay, black.
Black. Okay, so there's something else.
One of the colors is black.
Oh!
That. There, that's as much as I'll give you.
It's a runner.
Well, it's in runner category.
Like performance?
No, it's not a performance.
It's originals?
Oh!
That's two questions.
I know what
eh?
It is. Oh. It's that limited pair ADV.
He's not saying no right now.
It's a limited pair. The
it is limited.
One of 907 or whatever.
It's the Adidas AQT ADV 910.
910.
Yeah. Oh.
Motherfucker.
Nice.
Yeah, so if anyone knows, 910 pairs of this shoe were produced. They're all numbered. I was able to find pair number 502.
Nice.
Size 8?
Size. It's your
me?
Size, Mike.
Yeah.
8.5. No, it's exactly my size for ADVs.
That's
so
awesome, man.
Perfect.
Good,
yeah.
Good pickup.
Yeah,
very
great
pickup.
Yeah.
And again, it's with, you know, liquidating some sneakers that I was really like, dude. So many sneakers at the bottom of my closet that I found. I'm like, whoa.
Price point was good too.
Got them out and then, yeah, was able to secure that pair.
So they're on the way?
They're on the way. They should be landing next week. And barring any fraudulencies, that's not a word. yeah, That would be very cool. It will be my go-to Adidas shoe. Hopefully my signature shoe in Montreal. Wow. So, you know, I follow a lot of these sneaker photographer guys in Europe and United States and all that stuff. I like the style that they shoot. There's some guys, they actually get sent a lot of product to shoot because they're that good. And what I've noticed is there's this one dude, he always has like an NMD. And I figured, oh, he wears it a lot. He shoots it in hand. It always looks crispy. And I Googled info on that sneaker, and it's freaking expensive.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know just like that. It's like a NMD glitch. And it made me discover that a lot of the glitch pairs were like I didn't know the Data Mosh is like really expensive and stuff.
It's super limited.
Yeah, or like tougher to get now. Now resell, like it's really expensive, so I'm not going to be spending that much money on it. But like I was looking for a shoe that I'm going to wear it through everything, and hopefully that'll be my thing, you know?
That's cool. Yeah, I'm excited to see these now.
Yeah, good pickup, man.
Amazing.
Thanks. Yeah.
Are you excited?
Very happy. Yeah. I'm looking. To be honest, I was looking for an Adidas sneaker that not everyone had that I liked and that I would wear through a lot of stuff. And no matter how many times I would wear it, people would go, that's dope, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I feel like not everybody here would know.
Would know that shoe?
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly. Like, people will look at it and say, yeah, it's whatever, it's an ADV. ADVs aren't expensive, blah, 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 blah.
That's some Foot Locker
stuff. Which is fine. Yeah. Foot Locker exclusive. Not that Foot Locker's any pad or anything.
No. I'm just saying, like...
No. I totally
people might think it's
like,
just a GR release.
Readily yeah. gettable, whatever, versus, like, super limited. Yeah. To be honest, it's maybe those people that... the people that do know that are going to give you the biggest reaction. So that's the cool part. It's like that guy. That photog guy. Like
with the NMD?
With the NMD. If you don't know, you don't know. Mm-hmm. You just think it's a random shoe. You just see him wearing it a lot. And once I Googled it, I'm like, damn. That one shoe is super limited.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to find some on eBay. That's how limited it is, you know?
Shit.
So that. So I found my Adidas pair for that. Like, it's tough to do that for every brand.
Yeah.
You know? I have a shoe for, like, Asics. I have a pretty... It's not rare, but not a lot of people have it. Or not people... Sorry. Not a lot of people in our circles would own it and stuff like that. So, you know, I try to find one in every type of brand just so that I have a go-to for, like, whenever something... A special cool event happens.
Cool event. I like that. That's nice. But your holiday was good. Everything was good. The kids are good.
Yeah. It was a really good holidays. It was a really... We had like 2 weeks of family time.
Nice.
Or a week, a full week of family time. And then I hung out with the kids for another week and stuff. And it was cool. Like, we really... Yeah. You?
Yeah. You know, we, me and the wife stayed home this Christmas.
I know you guys usually
travel
to families.
Yeah, we usually peace out to like Newfoundland or Ontario where I'm from. And we decided to take it easy, relax. You know, we didn't want to travel because traveling over the holidays can suck sometimes.
Yeah.
Like a few years back, we traveled from Ottawa on Christmas Day to like Toronto and it was just bad and I didn't like it. And I was just tired. You know, I didn't want to get up that early and drive after doing, like, opening presents on Christmas morning. That's the last thing I wanted to do.
Oh, and you have to, like, factor in extra space for all the gifts
Gifts, especially the ones that you're bringing. You know, you got the ones that you're bringing and the ones you get. So
yeah, that's a hassle.
Yeah, it got crazy.
Got to ship it over.
Yeah.
Wrap it the day, like, anyways, when you get there.
Yeah. That's what we do now. We ship, like, all their stuff to Newfoundland, ship to Ontario.
Oh, there
we're
you
good.
Go. You Amazon that shit. Yeah,
and they gift wrap it apparently.
Oh, yes.
I haven't gift wrapped yet, but next year.
Any shoes?
Shoes, yes. Christmas morning, I woke up to a nice surprise sitting around the tree, and I felt the box, and I saw the shape of the box, and it was wrapped, and I went, "What is that?" I grab it, and I just put my hand on the top and just push down. I want to see how solid the box is, because part of me is like, different companies use different kind of cardboard for the boxes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. As soon as I pushed down, I felt the tab go in, and I'm like, this is a pair of Vans. I open it up, pair of old school pros, my first first pair of like old schools in a long time, since maybe like high school or something.
Nice.
So the wifey hooked it up with some old schools.
Oh, nice.
Yep, and apparently a wiser man told me to get the pro, but I don't remember that. But anyway, I got the pros. This is a big sneaker Christmas for me. Like, I've never gotten this many sneakers before. I guess we could roll into pickups right now.
Yeah, I thought that's what we were
doing.
You
got more?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good Christmas. So I got the old school pro Vans. I got a pair of EQT or Adidas EQT 9317 triple black.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
I got those. I picked up a pair of just like classic Stan Smith.
Very nice.
Some white and green. And what else did I get? Oh, Belugas were a Christmas present also. Beluga 2.0.
Damn.
Nice. Yeah. So it was a good Christmas. Santa was good.
Yeah, I also also got like the Gatorade.
Oh,
Gatorade Jordan 1.
I felt like that's what the holidays was all about. It was like everything Gatorade.
Yeah, so when they first came out with the idea and the campaign and the photos and everything, I was like, "Whoa, these are a bit much, man." It's just one color and it's like red in your face. And
it's flashy. Like, oh. Flashy as fuck.
But as release date came closer, I was like, "Man, the quality of the leather looks really good."
Mm-hmm.
And then the info about the lime, I think that's what people are calling it, the yellow pair, in North America, or like the, what do you call it, the release locator for Foot Locker was showing how many stores were carrying each color. The chart showed that like purple, orange, and blue available in a lot of stores, and the lime pair, two stores in the States. I think it was New York and Chicago.
Oh, wow.
That's it. So like, whoa, super limited.
Yeah.
And House of Hoops was getting them. House of Hoops in our town. So I was like, dang, I should go for them. Because I received gift cards as a gift.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is perfect. You know, I don't have to try to find something. So let me get this. And knowing how limited they were, I went out early to...
excuse me.
Line up for them.
You were out there early.
I was out there 6:30 a.m.-ish.
Was there a lineup?
It opened at 8. It was cold. I stayed in my car until someone else started walking down the street to show up. Needless to say, I was numero uno.
Nice.
And so I got my pair. So that was pretty cool. And so that's what happened. I later found out from a buddy in Germany that lime was not limited in Germany.
Really?
He goes, yeah. Lime, blue, and orange on the shelves.
Really?
Purple is very limited in Germany.
That's like, weird. Oh,
interesting.
Yeah, that's really weird.
And then I was talking to Ash Bash. Out in the UK, we were chit-chatting, and I asked him, because he picked up, he had a like mic box.
Yeah.
I said, what color? He goes, lime. I go, okay, cool. He goes, is there a pair out there that's limited? He goes, not that I know of, but at the Nike town, they didn't have the orange pair.
Wow. They
had purple, blue, and lime.
That's kind of cool, though, that they can, like, allocate different colors to different countries.
Yeah. So I was chatting with Sean Goh, because I know that he got the purple pair.
What pair didn't he get?
Yeah. He got
the question.
We were discussing it, and we're like, this is interesting. And he was like, I wonder where it is that blue is, maybe in Asia, blue is, like, limited or something. So, yeah, it's location-based exclusivity or something like that.
That's cool, though. It's cool to switch it up.
It's cool.
You don't
but it's
see
also
that happen
like,
often.
Okay, lime is super limited in North America, but then everyone in like Europe has it.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Like really weird.
True.
But interesting to see what the thinking behind that is. Maybe it's to drive hype, but then you're still able to sell your numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of smart. Yeah. So that's
good. That's good.
Yeah.
Do you think that, actually, off the cuff kind of question, what's your favorite flavor Gatorade?
Purple.
Yeah, purple.
I'm a lime guy.
I like lime is good.
Sometimes it can be too acidic.
Yeah, it's very acidity.
Yeah.
I like the frost purple.
Frost is nice. Yeah, that's good stuff. I like that.
When I was younger, I didn't like the taste of Gatorade.
I was a Powerade guy.
Oh, so my sister once did like an event and the drink of choice was Powerade. And when she finished organizing the event, she brought home cases of Powerade. Wow. So as a kid, I'm like, juice. Wow. A lot of Powerade.
So, and they had that crazy top on the top of the bottles too, where you had to like really suck on it.
Well, I just took that off, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
No sucking over here.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Just squirt it in your mouth.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever you're into, Chloe. Yeah. Doesn't matter. We're not going to judge you.
Did you purchase a sneaker that wasn't a gift?
No.
No? Do you have your...
No, I purchased sneakers as a gift to my wife. I did the Flyknits, not for myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I also got Flyknit Racer for the wifey. Yeah,
nice.
I got the... I got the multicolor.
Oh, you got the...
And you were with me at the outlet.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. You found them for me, actually.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
But I took credit.
Yeah, nice. That's fine. That's fine. Any crazy Boxing Day steals that anyone picked up?
No.
I didn't get anything.
You know what? Like, I think we talked about heading out to off the... We actually, I did buy something.
Yeah, you did.
I did. You were there too.
Yes.
But we were talking about going to OTH. Yeah. Yo, that sale looked pretty good, man.
Looks amazing.
They had like their whole wall was 50% off. They were doing a lot of stories, like random sneakers. Oh, this right now it's 70% off. What the heck? You know,
I really like the way they do things, especially around the holidays.
Keeps you on your toes. Yeah, yeah. Where I did buy a Boxing Day sneaker is at Sam Tabac.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
they usually have some crazy deals too.
They have good deals too. So their deal was two pairs for $200. So that was pretty cool.
Solid.
But you didn't know like what it was. They would do stories and you'd flash by some pairs. And I texted Chloe, I go, yo, I'd screenshot, try to time it. So I'd screenshot it. And I go, Chloe, I don't know how much these are, but these are on sale. Like I didn't know at the time, right? And there's like tons of Jordan 1s.
Yep.
So piles, like, okay, piles and piles. Yeah,
let's try to get out there. It's crazy cold that day.
Oh my God.
We decided to go in the morning, get it out of the way. And then, I found, so they had, what do you call it? Metallic Navy.
Metallic Navy.
AJ Jordan 1.
Nice.
I really like that shoe.
Do you have like two pairs or is that you, Chloe?
No, I have.
No, you got the two pairs. No,
I only have that. I didn't double up any of them.
That's a good one.
Chloe was unable to find anything that he wanted in his size.
Everything felt forced.
Yeah.
So
stop pressuring me.
What was it? I definitely wanted my main goal. My main target was the navy, metallic navy. Got into the store, found my size. I'm like, put it in my arm right away.
Yeah.
And then I walked the rest of the floor to see what else was out there because it's two for 200. So I needed another pair of sneakers. And, I was like, Chloe, if you get a pair, then we'll do, you know, like one pair each.
Yeah.
Chloe didn't find anything. I'm like, damn it.
And start calling everyone. Yo, you want this?
There was so much good stuff, man.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, they lined him up.
Yeah,
Is that what you did?
I call people. I go, yo, do you need this?
Yo, I got you.
Yeah.
$100.
Yeah. But, you know, I didn't want to stay there the whole day either. So
yeah, of course.
I bought two metallic navies. So I got spot two.
Very nice.
And yeah, I was like, yeah, I'll trade one. I'll trade one or something and I'll figure it out.
Interesting.
But I really like them. So
they have a lot of shoes.
Are you willing to sell?
No, I don't want to sell them. I like them. Okay. Actually.
Your third pair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shit.
I missed out.
Yeah. Dude, they might still have.
They might too.
they had what they didn't have was the
sale.
The day, yeah, the day that they showed the story, the they had sale, and they have, I think they had the black pair, and then the sale color pair, yin yangs, and they had like perforated white.
Okay,
they had a lot of sizes at the time, but this was like a week, 2 weeks.
Of course,
ago.
Yeah, this is a while ago.
But yeah, they had a lot of AJ1s. Like you could do some damage. If you wanted to like start a collection, boom, that was
just where you should go.
They have a lot of stuff over there. A lot.
It was cool. I very happy with what I got. Anyways,
good.
It was a good run.
That's good.
Those holidays.
It was good. Exhausting.
We should have went to OTH after.
We should have. We could have. It was your. We were on the highway.
Yeah, but we had the kids.
Yeah, we had the kids. We were on the highway.
Yeah.
And Chloe's like, should we go to ATH? I'm like, yo, you tell me within the next 3 minutes because
exit's coming home, up.
We're taking the exit. If not, we're staying on. And I decided, no. Let's just
well, you know, it's cold, the kids, you know.
Yeah.
Get home.
Under different circumstances, under different weather.
Oh, conditions. If it was the two of you, you would have been gone for sure.
Yeah, probably.
But we went to Feast after.
Oh, yeah. What's hit that? Up the buffet.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was cool.
I love a good buffet.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
What's been
going on in the world of sneakers? Yo, so, a lot of hype these days.
There's a lot of stuff. I think a lot of the stuff that's been in the news is what's coming out in February.
Yeah,
because that's All Star Week. That's when things pick up again.
And also, like, I really want to talk about the whole Adidas, Dragon Ball Z collab.
Ooh,
but I want to wait until we have Alex here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good call.
Like, he'll be the best one to, like, but man, I've seen some pictures and they look good.
Well,
yeah.
This is, okay, so let's move on from that.
Yeah.
Let's leave it before I say. So I think today is Wednesday, tomorrow, Thursday, AJ1, City of Flight. Or I think it's something Los Angeles.
They're calling it like Los Angeles City of Flight.
Yeah. AJ1 is coming out. We were actually at a store and they had just received a shipment and we got a glimpse of the sneaker in person. It looked good quality.
Yeah, the leather quality looks really stuff. Nice.
Yeah. Chloe, you're not a fan of
gold?
Yeah.
It's too baller for you?
Yeah, way too baller.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
I think it looks good.
From all the shots that I've seen, the leather looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, really, really nice. I don't know if it's, like, did you have it in hand when you saw it?
No. We just peeked at it.
Okay. So you don't know if it's, like, shattered backboard quality or anything like that?
I don't think it's tumbler-ish enough to be like that. But it looked decent.
It's more crackled than anything.
Yes.
Okay.
Good word. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Crackled.
And so I don't know who's going after it. It looks like a dope shoe. I think it has the potential to become a shoe that I should have picked it up type of deal. You know?
Yeah.
We'll see.
It looks like a winter shoe. It looks like a boot.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. It looks tough.
Yes. Yeah.
This is like I'm going to club kind of shoe, you know, with the gold and the black and gold lace tips. Nice touch. I like that. And you can't go wrong with a black tongue with a gold Nike Air.
Okay.
I like that too. But, you know,
but
whatever.
Also, you know, go Celtics. there was also rumblings of the top three gold pair coming out either this month. First it was all
Complex Con.
First Complex Con exclusivity, then All Star. Now rumors that it's this month.
Don't
so
tease
I don't know.
Us.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, what do don't, I know?
No, I'm not saying you tease us. I mean, like,
Nike.
People, do Jordan. Not tease us. If you're going to give it to us, give it to us.
Save your money, man.
Yeah. I like it.
Black and gold again, right? So you're not into the whole top three?
Well, you guys should save your money in case it does come out.
Okay, how about this?
You're making a lot of sense, Chloe.
You guys have seen the announcement leading up to March of the Air Max 270 coming out.
Yeah. Initial thoughts, Chloe.
I like it. I think it's it's good. We're coming out with a different model completely. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you see a bit of that old school look and
some of that big bubble big booty.
Ass bubble in the back.
Big bubble, yeah.
And I think as colorways come out, it's going to get very interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
The potential of different color blocking on the shoe is...
Yeah.
Because we've already... Okay, we've seen what the OG will look like. We've seen a version that nods to the Air Max 93.
Yep.
Right? With the hit of teal, right? Mm-hmm. White hit of teal, dark grayish. There was one, I think... I don't know what it nods to. It's like yellow? Yellow, blue, red.
I don't think I saw it. I didn't see it.
Mustard yellow. I don't know.
But that shit's going to be ID for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Lots of possibilities.
Ah, yeah. I could see that being ID for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Different color bubbles?
The bubble is going to be a big seller. I think, right, from VaporMax success, yeah. They said, let's make big bubbles, man.
Maybe that's what people want these days.
Yeah.
I like it.
I think we need a gum bubble.
Oh, shit.
Gum bubble.
Oh, interesting.
I think that'd be really
translucent?
Cool.
Translucent?
Gum, okay, gum bubble. No.
Like a crusty rubber.
Not the window. Just the plastic surrounding it.
Yeah, that whole thing.
The rubber surrounding the bubble.
Some gum
is
finishing
gum.
And then...
Inside the bubble should be teal.
Wow, that'd be nice.
Yeah, see? We're designing.
The first time... Jean, look out, man. Look out.
And yeah,
the first time I saw the shoe, and I didn't know what it was. I just literally saw a glimpse on Instagram. I thought it was a HyperAdapt for a second.
Okay,
right.
Yes,
it kind of
see that.
It kind of was like, whoa, what is that? And then it was like when I finally looked into it that it had that big booty air bubble at the back. But it kind of gives off to me a HyperAdapt kind of vibe, just with the whole upper and the tongue. But you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
How innovative would you consider this silhouette in terms of shape, in terms of, you know, what materials can be used?
I think it's I don't want to say futuristic. I want to say it's very now. It's very like sleek looking. It's got that pointed toe. It looks fast. But it still gives a nod to like the old school Air Max with a little bit of chunk. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the vibe I'm getting from
it. Okay. I get it. Chloe, because you are, let's say, in our crew, the Air Max.
You are the Air Max guy. Yeah.
I really like it. I like the whole sock. The sock around
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like the Air Max Zero.
Yeah.
Like they took that part of it. I like the little swoosh. The top
Mini swoosh is good.
And it kind of looks like engineered mesh.
It does, right?
With like different types of perforated slits
throughout
the shoe. That's pretty cool. And just the front midsole really looks like an old school, what's it called? I'm going to fuck up the name. I always fuck up this name. Spiridon.
Spiridon, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like it starts off Spiridonish and it goes boom. Big ass booty bubble.
I really want to see this on foot with toes pointed down. You know? It'll give that. You know what I'm talking about?
So unelf it?
Unelf it, yes. Okay. Because the toes are a little bit pointing up a little bit, but
so
that's what I want to see.
In terms of where would you. So Air Max Zero. Air Max 270.
I go 270.
270, right?
Yeah, it's a change. It's a big change with that bubble. Air Max Zero, you had
so
that little
big
little window.
Yeah,
there like the Air Max One.
Air Max One, yeah.
And
the neoprene sock.
It looked like a regular GR type of shoe, in my opinion. The Zero.
Okay.
Right.
Do you
this one, the bubble.
Air
really
Max
like,
Day Zero. They came out with a Zero on Air Max Day. What, 2 years ago? Like the OG,
OG
Zero?
2014.
Okay, yeah. My bad.
So,
I got rid of it.
Air Max Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. The OG color.
I'm gonna wear that shit.
Do you find that revealing the shoe 2 months before the Air Max month, Air Max Day, is that too early?
I think they're going to try to build the hype for Air Max Day and then come out with something. Boom.
But how do you, like, is, you know how if you start too early to build.
That's true.
You give yourself a lot of opportunities to, like, have it fizzle.
Slow down.
And then you're going to have to rebuild it.
You know they're going to release another 5 pairs of shoes.
Oh, for sure.
They're probably going to do the Safari 95s around that time. They're going to do...
Okay, you sure, know, sure,
so,
sure.
So okay, okay. I think they're slowly creeping. But okay. I think they just want to...
Make sure this one
give some build the marketing on this one. Yeah.
How would you guys feel about a 270 in, like, a neon colorway?
Oh, like the 95?
Like the 95.
Oof, that bubble is going to be, like, really vaulty.
Yeah. But I think it'd be really cool.
It's an interesting bubble.
Yeah.
It's big. Like, really big.
I've seen a diagram or, like, a blueprint of the bubble being held in a vise. Just the bubble part. And it just holds the shoe like that. It's I found that interesting.
It's like a 93 on roids.
Well, a lot of roids.
I read somewhere that it grabbed a lot of aspects of the 93. So, that's why the teal colorway... The white, teal, and gray colorway is coming out.
I need more angles of this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More to come. More to come.
I got a little email about the Jordan times Levi's collab.
Yeah.
So we did, I think, some pictures popped up on social media. It's the Jordan 4 decked out in denim. Oh. So that was a collab with Levi's. Levi's is, look, if I ask you about jeans, so you want to look stylish in some denim, you get Levi's, and you want to look stylish in some sneakers, you get the Jordans.
Yeah.
So you're taking these two brands, they've come together once again, they're going to make, this time it's the Jordan 4, it's pretty cool. I don't know if you guys have taken closer look at the tongue of the Jordan 4. You know where it's that really dope Jumpman with the
big
flight under
flight,
it.
Yeah.
So they're going to have that Levi's, like, leather patch material.
I don't even know what you would actually call that on the back of your jeans. Like, because they all have that little Levi's tab, right?
The tab, that red tab, which is really, it pops out. It's really cool. That Levi's leather rectangle with all the, I think, the coordinates or, like, the identification of the jeans.
Yeah, right?
That material is being used for the tongue.
Yeah, on the logo denim, of the tongue. It's crazy.
Denim everywhere.
Denim laces.
I remember you mentioned that. I was Denim laces. So you got the Jordan 4. And also releasing is a denim trucker jacket.
And not only a trucker jacket, but a reversible trucker jacket.
Maybe a year or two ago, I decided to bring back my denim jacket.
Like, okay.
To bring it back into my rotation.
Yeah.
And I developed all these different styles wearing a denim jacket. I was a denim jacket guy within our circle. And I was, like, super happy about that.
The Canadian tuxedo, as they call it.
Mm. And now that I figured out, like, they figured out how to, like, kick it up a notch with the reversibility of this jacket, using the black on the inside and then make it the outer layer when you flip it out with Jordan logos.
Yeah. The Jumpman on the back of the reversible side is, it's perfect size to fit that jacket.
So
money.
I like it because, to me, the denim jacket is like how do you say? It's genuine style, like very, very your home.
Yeah.
Right?
It's cozy.
Cozy, if you can say about denim. Yeah. And then you flip it and you go flash with the Jordan, which I need a little bit of flash in my life.
Of course.
So anyways, very cool. I liked the collab idea when it's like two brands that... I don't know.
You wouldn't really put
them
together.
They're not in the same space.
Yeah.
But they get together and they produce this. So we know that Capsule will be carrying the Jordan 4. Capsule Toronto will be carrying the Jordan 4, right? And Levi's Yorkdale will be carrying the jacket.
Yeah.
And then Livestock Canada will be carrying both jacket and sneaker.
Nice.
That's the info we got for Toronto.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool. Looking forward to it. It's launching January 17th.
Okay, so it's just around the corner.
Yeah.
Literally around the corner. Wow. Yeah. I felt like this collab and this shoe and this jacket really came out of nowhere. And it's acting fast.
Yeah. It did great. From the initial pictures to having a release date, yeah.
Really fast.
Yeah. And I think it's perfect timing. You get this, you set yourself up with the perfect jacket and sneakers to wear when spring comes rolling around.
I wonder how much that jacket's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
I really want to...
Yes. Jacket is going to be $198.
Oh, Canadian. That's not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah.
$200.
Is there any Jordan 4 branding on the jacket?
I think it's just...
There's the big Jumpman with the flight on the back.
Okay.
So that... When I see that with the flight under it...
Yeah.
You think Jordan 4. Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know. What else?
On what side? Branding? On the jean side?
Or on the black.
On the black side.
Yeah.
The jean side, I believe it's just jean, right? On the back of the
jean?
On
the jean side, yeah. It's jean, yeah.
I just meant there's no logo on the back of the jean side of it.
The shoes and the jacket are amazing.
So you know what's cool about the... I think this detail you guys will like. Like, the stitching... on a pair of jeans, right, for Levi's is it's goldish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But not, it's goldish. And when you apply it to a shoe,
it sets a trim.
Yeah. Like the detailing on the shoe is the same type of detailing you would find on a pair of jeans.
That's cool.
Like the stitching and stuff, right? The gold.
And I think the shoes will distress really nicely over time.
That's a good point.
Right?
The jeans look good.
The edging and the stitching, just above the stitching, will wear out and it'll start giving that look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be sick.
Yeah, yeah, good point, good point.
Man, that jacket is crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Oh. So, yeah, the jacket, $198. The sneakers will be $300. That's good.
I mean, for the type of materials that are being used.
It's going to sell out instantly.
Yeah, because Levi's uses good denim.
For sure, for sure, for sure.
Really good denim.
For sure. So, yeah, really cool. I like new concepts, new collabs, new partnerships in terms of developing a piece that you wouldn't envision right away.
Yeah.
And they make it fire.
What I like about the 4 also is that just below the wings, like the wings of a Jordan 4.
Yeah.
It has the denim inside out.
Gotcha.
Which is also really cool. It's inside out, which is sick.
Yeah.
Good detailing.
Look out for this Jordan times Levi's collab releasing on January 17th.
Yeah, great job, Jordan Brand. You did a good job.
I wonder how they're going to release it. If it's going to be first comes, first serve.
Yo, I don't know if the Levi's store knows how to handle crazy sneakerheads.
Right?
They're going to have a lineup.
Yeah.
They're going to do raffles.
I would like to find out because I'm kind of digging that jacket. Have to call up some of the boys in Toronto and say, hey, can you go do me a favor?
I would need to try on the jacket for sizing.
Oh, that's true.
Well, it's going to be a regular Levi's jacket, you know?
Yeah, that's true. But maybe it's a little bit bigger because it's Jordan, affiliated with Jordan. Just because Jordan's stuff is a little bit...
There's only one way to find out, Mike. Just get it.
Get the fucking jacket.
Yeah, get all the sizes.
I'll get an extra large for me. I'll get a large for Chris. An extra small for Chloe. we can start our own gang.
Give me a size 8 too. Size
Everyone
eight
gets
You
Alex
get one for
Jordan.
Alex. Or, you know, well, I'll just pitch in. We'll get him just the jacket. None of us will get it.
Anyways.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, really good. Really good. What else is going on in the world of sneakers? I know I really want to talk Dragon Ball Z, but I'm not going to.
Okay, no, we gotta leave it.
Get back here, man. There's some big things coming up.
There are a lot of big things coming up. I wanted to talk to you guys about your plans for 2018 in terms of your IG presence.
Ah.
With the sneakers. I don't know. I've been, like I mentioned before, I'm really liking like the style that I'm going with. It's because I've discovered a lot of these particular type of shooters, sneaker shooters on IG, and big fan of them. And like I'm trying to like move the way I'm shooting a bit more, not lifestyle-y, but incorporate different elements into my photo.
You're exploring.
Yeah.
Try new things.
Expanding, I got to keep moving. So I don't know if you guys have had any, did you set any goals for yourselves? And maybe you want to get yourself out there a bit more. Maybe you want to work more on how you take photos, change your style a bit, or incorporate more styles. Any thoughts?
I have to get out of my house.
Yeah.
I have to change up the floor.
What, you're going to lay down a new floor?
Yeah, perhaps.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just for IG.
Just for the gram. Just for the gram.
Yeah.
I got to get out. I kind of miss taking on-feet shots.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's the problem. Just getting out. And the cold.
The cold. Yeah. Yeah. Dealing with your equipment when your fingers are frozen. It's kind of tough.
And your batteries go down really low quickly.
It works, but yeah. It's just about finding the right spots where to shoot. But yeah. Mike, do you have any thoughts on like what you want to do?
I would like to explore more angles in 2018.
Okay.
Looking back at my feed of 2017, I noticed a lot of, from the side, from the top, from the bottom, that kind of thing. Very northeast, southwest kind of deal. You know?
Okay.
Very straight. I think I want to offset some things. Like when you started taking your Jordan 1 photos from just a little bit higher up, a little bit of an angle.
Yeah.
That's money. Something like, I just want to explore different ways of shooting. Like I was at work the other day trying to take some shots, and I was trying to do one in hand of my EQT in hand, and I put my camera like way up on this rack and kind of tied it down to shoot down because my lens isn't meant for being that close.
Yeah.
It looks like super, super close. And I want to get new lenses to expand a little bit.
Okay.
You know, I think I want to go for a 35 mil.
Yeah.
It's time.
Sweet spot for sneaker shooting.
Yeah. Get a little bit more in the picture, you know?
Okay.
But I want to do that. I want to get, I've started to experiment more with lighting.
Okay.
And different kinds of lighting. So that's something I want to work on too.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So I know, did you have more to say?
I think I'll try to go theme-wise too.
Theme?
Okay, yeah. You know, like stay home dad theme.
That's cool.
I like that. Like a storyboard. Yeah. Like it looks like a comic book.
Folding the clothes with shoes in the picture.
Yo, that's genius.
Yeah.
Cooking with shoes on.
Pulling them out of the washing machine.
Yeah.
So easy.
Shit like that. I don't know.
Well, that's what I've said it. Off pod, I don't know how many times there's to make something out of nothing.
Yeah.
Right? Like I was 2 seconds ago where I was like, this guy just put two pairs of shoes in a desk chair and it looks great.
Yeah.
Like to be in that space where you can just like, I'm just going to take a shoe shot right here and use what's in front of me,
mm-hmm.
but make sure that I hit it. Or like you're walking by and you're like, this light is amazing. And you're in a random room, just shoot. Yeah.
You could just whip it out, mm-hmm. shoot.
So, yeah. Okay, good. I did a little thing on my Instagram stories this past week where I recap my week with all the pictures that I took. And within the story, I write a little explanation of like either what was going through my head while I took the shot or a little tidbit about the sneaker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys want to try this out. I'm dealing with pictures that were only taken in 2018. And you give the people a little bit of backstory about it.
Okay. Okay.
So, I don't know.
So, I only took one shot in 2018.
Okay.
And it was a struggle. Because I went all over my house. Didn't find the right lighting. Didn't find the right angle. I was getting fed up. Picked up my shit to put it away, and I look at my hands, and my Gorilla Pod is the same color as my shadows, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna take a picture of them together.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I did, and I wasn't pleased with it, but somehow I still posted it
and people loved it.
I don't know how we got that many likes.
But I think it was just so out there that you never would think in your head that that would happen. You know, you'd never, ever see that.
Yeah. It's weird. It's one of those things where I'm like, you know, Chloe, you could have just put the gorilla paw like laying down next to your shoes as if you were prepping for a shot.
It started with that.
Yeah.
It started with that, and I didn't like the lighting.
Okay. Okay.
I didn't like the lighting at all, and then I moved over, and I'm like, this is weird, but I'm still going to shoot it, and the lighting was actually good, and I'm like, fuck it. I'll try it.
The shoot.
And I ran out of time.
On the gorilla paw. Yeah.
I like shoes that are elevated off the ground. I liked it because it was, what, maybe a foot off the ground, a foot and a half?
Yeah.
And it just was perfect, you know? The outside blur was nice. You could see still a little bit of the floor. The gorilla pod, the colors matching. It just worked.
I found it a bit odd.
It was super odd.
Oh, it's fucking super odd.
But I looked down at your caption and it was you going like,
meh. Just like an emoji.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know what I did.
What
there.
You gonna do? And I was like, oh, okay.
That's good.
I'm gonna try shooting not in my bedroom. I'll try the sneaker room a little bit.
That's what it is. We have to do like not wife swap, but like
house shooting swap.
Yeah. So you go to my house, I go to your house, and then you can use my floor, I'll use your floor, and then we'll, you know, because it's I never shot anything on your floor, so maybe that'll help. Me too. I got to get outside. Anyways.
It's too damn cold these days to go outside.
My garage is a mess.
Yeah.
Maybe it's you cleaning the garage lifestyle shot.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mike, you got a little...
So I've posted a few shots since the beginning of 2018. One shot I did was a floating shot of a pair of 72 and 10s.
Yeah.
Very Jordan good. 11 72 and 10s. And I kind of gave in the caption a background on, you know, what inspired the shoe. You know, it was a game. It was one of the best seasons ever played in the NBA. You know,
it is the best season.
It isn't.
Oh, not anymore. Yes.
Not anymore. Right.
Yeah.
But right. Everyone still thinks because they didn't win. Still was the best season
because they didn't win the championship.
Yeah, exactly. So of course we're talking about Golden State.
Record wise only then. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it is not. The best.
So I kind of give a backstory on what inspired the shoe, you know, how the Bulls took on the Seattle Supersonics in the 95-96 championship to win the championship 4-2. It was something I haven't really done before, kind of give a backstory on the shoe so people could kind of understand who haven't seen it before or don't know what the shoe is, kind of give a bit of history with it. But I think I want to do more of that. Like today, I posted a picture of Stan Smith, and I was like looking up stuff to post about Stan Smith because even myself, I'm not as educated on Stan Smith as I should be. So I'm trying to look up the history, and I'm like, I'll just post something else. But I think I want to give more backstory on the shoes that I'm posting.
That's gotcha. Like one thing. Informational?
Yeah. Educate the people. Okay. You know? If you don't know, they will know.
I noticed that Alex's crew have been posting Adidas pictures and then giving the style code.
Yeah.
Of the shoe in like brackets.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all doing it, which I find like, huh. I wonder if they got together and they like, this decided is the thing to we're going to do. It's or one person did it and then, hey, I'm going to do two.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Never know. It's cool. But most of the time I'm looking at them like, I'm going to have to look that up or Google it or something. Just the code.
Well, it's the shoe that they take a picture
of. No, I know that. But sometimes I want to know what the name is.
Of the shoe.
Yeah,
no, exactly. They do that too. They give the name and then the code.
Colorways. Yeah, I'm talking up my ass right now. It's all good.
Mike wants the release date.
Oh, gotcha.
Release date. I want to know who was first in line.
Okay, I get it. They have style code. They have name and style code, but you need to give the backstory, so that's why you need to look at it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's it.
All right.
That's what I was going for.
So, since we're talking about IG, since we're talking about pictures, can I give an update on what Maple Mob is up to.
Yeah, of course.
So Maple Mob is the, we're like, we, you hear about it, but we actually don't actually do anything much yet. But this is what we've decided to do. I don't know if anyone noticed, but there's a couple of guys that posted pictures of a shoe on the floor. That was kind of the first challenge, we could call it, in terms of we hit up a few people and then we said, would you like a sneaker photo challenge? Yes or no? And they said yes, most of them. And then put a shoe on the floor and take a photo.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
That was simply it.
That was the only instruction. You didn't get it because you're part of Maple Mob already.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why I saw people write.
Yeah.
Put a shoe on the floor.
Put a pair of shoes on the floor.
I was about to message someone and say, what the fuck is going on with this shit?
Why don't I know about this?
Maple Mob, you know, we...
they're sneaky.
We work in the shadows. And, so, undercover of night. yeah, we asked a few people if they wanted to do a little photo challenge, and we... set it out, and then we don't want to, like, how should we say, rank him or grade him or anything.
Well, was there any good shit?
Well, you can look through it and see.
There's a hashtag?
No. I'll tell you which pictures to look at.
But, all right.
And then now we're morphing it a bit. We're going to have three rounds.
Ding, ding, ding.
Three rounds. And every round is a different challenge. And no one knows who's in the challenge, who's taking part of the challenge. On our side, on Maple Mob's side, we're going to be looking at the photos. We're going to try to determine, you know, originality, effort, you know, quality. What we like, we're going to discuss, and then we'll see what happens. The three rounds, we're going to decide the themes. The themes are going to come out as the rounds complete. And it's not a competition. It's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So you're challenging yourself, mm-hmm. competing. If it is, it's against yourself.
Mm-hmm. It's a competition.
Yeah, it's a competition. But yeah. So that's what we're going to do. And we're going to have a few people participate. The funny thing about the put a shoe on the floor and take a photo, there's some people that we didn't send out the challenge to, but I think they heard me speak about it on the pod, and they posted a photo like that. And it was pretty good. Like, I was like, oh, dang. So we try to take everything into consideration. For the challenges, for the themes, you can reach out to any member of the Maple Mob and ask questions if you want. For help, for pointers, for like anything, you know. I think the major point is to help people grow. That's it.
I like it. So what's the challenge?
No.
We have to find out later?
Yeah. People will get a text or
get notified.
A DM, yeah.
You're going to have to go to a payphone down the street.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So the ass put the shoe size on. Nine.
They are size 9. Yeah,
so while we're on break, quote unquote, while we're recording, Chloe has been trying to work out a deal, like a trade deal, trade action.
It's a sweet ass deal.
It's pretty good.
It's a good deal.
There's a lot of value in what Chloe's offering
mm-hmm.
to get one of his most sought after sneakers. But he just discovered that the sneaker that the other person owns is the wrong size.
He wasn't willing to let go of them anyways.
Oh, well, you don't know.
Called it.
You don't know.
I tried.
Chloe didn't go full on salesman.
Oh, I put it out there.
You did? What we discussed?
Yep. Okay. I threw out the third pair.
Okay.
Oh, as well. Okay.
Yep.
But then
and
wrong
still
size.
Nothing.
Wrong size, so it doesn't...
Okay.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right. So
I guess I'll sell them all individually and then go and purchase sets.
Maybe. Yeah, you could do that.
That's a good idea.
One last thing. I got information from Calby. He did kind of confirm that he would be making a trip to Toronto.
Oh, shit.
This year, probably end of May, beginning of June.
Perfect.
Nice.
And because of that, oh, wait. And us, like, not connected directly to that, I got a text from another dude, Gabe, out in Calgary as well. People don't know, he's 403K Films. He's, I guess it's the term is filmographer. Yeah. He's a film guy. He's really good. We're buddies. If people don't know, he was the one that commissioned Jack the Ripper for that all leather Ultra Boost. That was his shoe.
Ah.
Yeah, but we've known Gabe for a bit.
The Bachetta pair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's buddies with Calby and everything because they're out in Calgary and stuff. And Gabe was mentioning possibly coming to Montreal for like to hang out and chill with us. And he asked me, when is the best time to come? I go, not now because it's fucking freezing. Yeah. I said, wait for the summer. He's like, okay. That's like far down the line. I go, actually, you know what? Why don't you come visit or come meet up with us when the Bragg Summit happens? And then he went all caps on me. He's like, oh shoot. He's like, oh my God, I'm going to shoot this.
Oh,
so he's going to chronicle our Bragg Summit.
That's sick.
And like, yeah, it's dope.
All right. So I guess it's happening in Toronto officially.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be a Toronto trip because, well, Cal's going to be in Toronto.
Of course.
I don't think he's coming to Montreal this year.
Yeah, well, we kind of got to go where Cal goes.
Yeah. So let's try to get as many people together. We seemingly have at least two Calgary components coming to Toronto.
That's good.
And then we'll bring Montreal to Toronto, right?
They ain't ready.
And the Toronto people, they're already in Toronto.
So we have a place to stay.
Yeah. And yeah, we'll try to figure this out. But I think it's a brewing.
That's good.
Bragg Summit's good. I mean,
it's good to do it now and start planning.
Yeah. We go a few days, hit up Toronto, hang out.
Yeah. You know, when Bragg Summit was here in Montreal last year, it was smoke meat and poutine. What are we going to get in Toronto?
I don't know, man, but if someone has like a backyard with barbecue, let's just hit up the grocery store and get some.
I'm down.
Hit up the Costco. Yeah. Where to keep the cost low. And then we get some meats and we put it on the bigger grill.
Yeah, that's good. I like it.
Maybe. Some, I don't know.
Potatoes and Coronas, as our friend Alex would say.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. What's a Fast and Furious dinner without some barbecue, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome if the OD store was open then.
Oh,
dude.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
Wait, that's where we have the barbecue. We'll hit them up.
We the best. So, yeah, that's cool. That's basically the little updates with what's been going on with the fams. Yo, shout out to Canada Got Soul.
Yeah.
They just announced that they're about to release... They're going to release info on their champion collection.
Yeah.
So it's like Canada Got Soul embroidered logos with the champions, crew necks.
They did a really good job on these.
So, yeah. Shout out to them.
I like how they went with the heather gray, too.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I think they I don't know what else, if they have other colors.
Oh, they'll probably drop a bunch.
Yep.
But big ups to those guys. They are putting in work in Toronto.
Yeah, yeah.
Who else do we want to shout out before we start to wrap it up?
Shout out to Alex.
Yeah, we miss you, man.
Yeah, we actually didn't hang out much because he was actually working throughout the holidays.
Super busy, like, yeah. That's so, like,
I didn't want to bother him as well. Yeah. And we'll hang out soon, and then I think that's it, man. I think we're back in. I think that little break was cool because weren't you guys like ready to go tonight, like, to record and stuff?
I was excited.
Yeah.
I was really excited. Alex, we miss you, man. This seat beside me, it's got your name on it.
Yeah, he's just pointing to his lap.
I am.
And,
no, actually, there you go.
We have all these plans for like different types of episodes that we're going to do as well.
2018 will be a big year for
us. Yeah, we got a lot of planning to do, pilot planning, and we have something else coming up. I think maybe it'll be ready by next episode.
Yeah. Stay tuned for that.
Okay.
Yo.
Cool.
Guys, season 3. It's happening.
Thrice.
It's happening right now. You know, I was going through my computer the other day and looking at all the episodes that we've done, and I'm like, holy crap, we've actually done a lot of freaking episodes. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that we're still trying. It's like Instagram when you're trying to come up with a caption, especially for a title for the episode.
Yeah,
I'm
we're
surprised we haven't really
ideas.
Surprised we haven't doubled up yet.
Yeah.
Anyways, yo, I'm really looking forward to 2018. It's going to be a great year for us. It's going to be a great year for the entire Canadian sneaker scene. Guys, thanks for being here. I love you.
Lots of shoes.
More than a friend. Lots of shoes.
Yeah, lots of shoes.
Let's get ready to hunt. But let's wrap things up. Episode 1, Season 3, The Sneaker Podcast. Before we go, I want to give a big shout out. I forgot to mention this earlier when we were talking about pickups.
Yeah.
But I kind of got something that's kind of hype beasty, but not. Everyone knows our buddy Remy.
Yeah.
Right? He surprised me with a Christmas gift, which I wasn't expecting anything. He came over one day. I invited him over for Christmas dinner.
Uh-huh.
And he came over. I made a turkey and everything. He hands me this bag. I open it up. An off-white t-shirt.
Ooh, what? That's pretty dope, man.
Yeah. So big shout-out to Remy. Remy, thank you so much. I feel like I'm saying thank you to him all the time, but he's a great guy. Go check him out. Maybe we'll link him below. Anyways, guys, episode 1 and season 3 in the books. We'll catch you back here next week. With episode 2 of season 3. I'm excited. Guys, where can people find you on Instagram, Chris?
At Christopher.Chu.
Chloe, where can people find you?
At Clarel.
You can find our buddy Alex at Suji Cyphersons. You can get me at On Air with Mike D. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Sneaker Podcast, on Twitter at Sneaker Pod.
Be sure to check out our story highlights.
Of course, story highlights. Video is going to be a big element of 2018 for us. And, yeah, get us on iTunes, Podbean, Google Play Music. We'll catch you back here next week. New episode. Until then, later.
Pew, pew.
Peace.